Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hello, everyone. It's episode 90 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. We're back after what felt like a long hiatus, but it was only a week for you. Hello, it's Drew Papsky here. We got Jeff DeAngelis. We got Doyle here. And the boy wonder, Joe Walker, is here as well. Coming back after taking off a couple weeks from writing, huh, Joe? What the fuck?
Call me out right away.
On, I just want to raise attention in the room. Because Jeff was bombing horribly before the mics came on.
Statistical question real quick.
Never happened.
Have we ever recorded an episode early and then something doesn't happen? I feel like every time we record an episode early, something happens.
Yeah,
like
I think
that week in the coming days we would have covered if we would have just done the episode on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so. Why would happen, Doyle? Last time we talked, it was Mike Fox was on. We just plugged stuff for
not
about 45
happened.
Minutes.
Well,
did
I
it?
Believe that the I mentioned this towards the end of the episode that the lottery was that night and
oh wow,
shwabang. The Flyers jumped 11 spots.
Was that a 2.4 chance? I think
2.8. The guy.
2.8. There you go. Look at that.
Nice.
And now they're picking second.
After, of course, the stupid faces, New Jersey Devils.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I listened to the episode from last week. Are we doing that no cursing thing?
Oh, yeah, we got to do the...
Did I already curse already?
The family friendly.
We'll save that for another time. We'll save that for summer series. We've got too much to talk about.
Way too much to talk about, fellas.
Anybody know what
I just want to say, excuse my French, but this is malarkey.
Yeah. A bunch of hootenanny, I'd say.
Does anybody know what the percentages was for the Devils to get the first pick?
I don't know that horseradish.
Dude, you're in charge of the stats, man.
I don't know. All right, so they had a 7.6% chance to get the first pick, so that's pretty good.
Is this you making this up?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any idea. How much?
Actually, the Devils, I actually have it right here, because I'm,
How bad do you have to feel for Colorado?
8.5% chance.
Oh, that's not. That's better.
Colorado had an 18% chance. Vancouver Canucks at 12.1.
They also had.
And the Golden Knights at 10.3.
Taylor Hall on their team, which apparently is a great luck charm for the first round pick.
Yeah, Colorado literally had nothing going for them. Both their top stars are going to get traded, and they still lost the draft lottery.
Yeah, but they still have, what's his face? Even if they trade both of their players.
They have no one.
Which
they have a goalie that beats his wife.
Which E5, the Flyers are going to trade their second pick and Andrew McDonald for Matt Duchene. Apparently.
All right, let's get right into this then.
Oh, my God. Well, the idiocy? The idiocy, as I probably said in previous episodes.
Almost immediately.
The stupid version of Odysseus.
Almost immediately, I saw the, all right, so... What did the Flyers package with the second pick?
Yeah, it was...
Almost immediately. I was getting takeout at a Chinese restaurant looking at my phone, and just like the tweets were...
Well, here's what you do. You package,
Andy McDonald in a nice hotel in Philadelphia,
you get him acquainted to the city, and you say, welcome, second round pick, or second overall pick. We really like you, and we hope you stay here and win a goddamn cup.
Andy, second overall. Who are we trading down to?
I think.
God damn it. This is why we can't have nice things.
I don't know what everyone's obsession with Owen Tippett is. I guess just because he's a left winger, everybody's like, we got to trade down to get Owen Tippett.
It's
like,
the pun, because then they can tweet hashtag Tippett in.
Actually, I think he's a right winger, but it's okay.
Nice. Oh, whatever.
Hashtag Tippett in when he scores.
Here's the thing. This year, it's like.
Just the Tippett.
Who cares about draft picks this draft's week? Or like, oh,
exactly.
We get draft picks. And then we finally get a second round pick where like, hey, and if it's a typically.
Overall. First. Yeah, second first round, overall, second overall.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen. And especially when we're set to pick, what, 13 were we? 14?
You were 13, I believe.
That the luck is finally in Philadelphia's favor.
The thing.
And we're about ready to already ship this draft.
Not we,
off.
Idiots on Twitter. The mouth, the vocal minority.
Flyers fans.
The vocal minority.
It's been like for the past 2 or 3 months, everybody's been saying it's a two-player draft. Everything else is kind of a crapshoot. But if you get one of the top two, you have a pretty decent player.
Yeah, but
the Flyers get one of the top two.
Well, Jeff, hold on, Jeff. Will the top two still be available at second overall pick? These are hard questions.
True.
CS and Philly has hard mustering up an answer to.
Is there a possibility that the Devils could pick twice before the Flyers?
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Could be a fallout from the Kovalchuk thing.
I don't know. I'm just going to do like Nixon did and call in the silent majority. to really come out and show their true colors and stop letting these idiot vocal majorities speak
for the
whole
fan base. It's a two-player draft. Oh, if you get the top two players, you're getting a solid player. And Flyers fans are like, awesome, trade the pick.
I just don't get
it. We'll take our chances on 13th or wherever. Trade back to 17. Who cares?
I want my original pick.
Well, now Dallas is looking to offload a goalie. Just trade the second overall for Carey Lehtinen.
Or maybe the Penguins will get him because Marc-Andre Fleury is looking shaky at best.
The Stars will take Andy McDonald and the second overall pick for Antti Niemi.
Wow, this is fun. We could just write this shit on Beyond CSN Philly. Why are we even talking? We could have a whole other audience to read our drivel.
We could just be Tim Panaccio.
Oh, well, let's not name names, all right? Tim Stumpface.
Pim Tanaccio.
Yeah.
Of course.
And what's the other guy's name? I forget his name already. Sam Carshitty.
Cam Sharchitty.
Sam Carshitty.
Yeah.
Oh. Car-shitty.
And Gabe Dyzik.
Gabe Dyzik. Gabe Dyzik. What do we know, though? We're just sitting here drinking Miller Lights discussing the team like they are, except we don't get paid for it. Except we could, you know, because you... Joe, I noticed you had a great shirt on today when you walked in the room.
I did, and you want to know where I got it?
Where'd you get it?
I got it from you, but I know that they are available at the Broad Street Bully Podcast online store.
Is that a 100% cotton shirt? Is it breathable?
It is.
Is it soft?
It
looks pretty breathable.
It was actually a little chilly out today. It was like a little brisk, and I felt fine. Rocking the sun's out. Guns
did you did you machine wash that shirt yet?
I have.
Does it still look good?
Yes.
God damn! It's like if you paid $10, would be upset.
If you
I don't think you would either.
I've paid $10 for worse things.
Exactly.
I've paid $10.
I don't finish that thought.
For
tasted like shit.
Horrifyingly bad shame meals.
Yeah, that's like one bad run at Taco Bell at the drive-thru.
One-third
of my bad run
Drew
at Taco
knows
Bell.
All about that.
And it went right into my system.
Hey, I've been pretty good lately.
And right out of my system. This t-shirt I get to wear forever.
Nothing beats the 3:30 a.m. 7-Eleven pizza roll.
Oh, my God. I haven't done that to myself in a long time. I'm due for a relapse.
Terrible.
But yeah, Joe, I just want to say that's a great shirt, and if I had to pay $10 for that, which I could on broadstreetboy.net/shop or the website, you know, shipping's pretty cheap, and you get that shirt, and you support your favorite asshole to talk about hockey. And you can throw a koozie in there for only $3. I mean, what's not to like?
And hey-o, you know what?
Mother's Day. Deal with that.
Mother's Day's coming up.
Mother's Day
up
coming up.
Weekend.
With the coupon code JeffStats, you get 10% off your first order.
That's true.
You know what? I heard they don't even like, they like mothers and all that stuff, but they just like the month of May because the Flyers aren't playing. The whole month of May, 10% off. Coupon code JeffStats at checkout. That's all I have to say about that.
Is your mom an alcoholic, and that's why you turned to sports to be your parent?
Are you
and
an ad read right now?
Buy her a koozie to keep her beer warm so she hits the bottle before she hits you.
That's actually from a BuzzFeed article called Worst Live Reads for
BuzzFeedBully.com.
It would be like, here, look at this, the way this podcast promoted their stuff on another podcast. Hey, is your mom an alcoholic? Does she beat you? Yeah. Well, give her something soft to hit you with. This koozie is 100%.
Did your mom tear your family apart by drinking?
Because, you know,
buy a koozie.
We can't make this all only like, you know, favored towards the men. We know women drink too. Okay,
that's
we can't.
True. Yeah, women are just as capable of destroying
women, you drink,
an entire
okay?
family.
Get
buy
over
a
it.
Koozie, so that when she gets up to beat your ass, her drink will still be cold.
Exactly.
That's true. When she gets back, because if she comes back and it's warm, she's not gonna be happy.
Yeah, she's gonna hit you even harder.
God dang it!
Well, I just wanted to comment on the fact that Joe's shirt was there. So anyway, back to draft talk.
Okay, so do you want Patrick Nolan, right? That's Patrick Nolan. Or Nino.
Nolan Patrick.
Nico. Nolan Patrick.
Yeah, there you go.
I like to use last name first.
Well, but Nolan Patrick and Patrick Nolan is like two first names for a whole name.
And you know what they say about people with two first names? Can't trust them.
You get first or you last.
So we pick Nino.
It's Nico.
Nico was a Hishir.
Nico, what is he? The guy from Grand Theft Auto? What is
Hishir? Yeah. I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Hishir.
Hishir?
Yeah.
Hishir, Hishir.
He's Swiss.
I did read Patrick is the odds on first, but
yeah,
TSN Canada said his injury history might make the Devils think twice. Thoughts?
Well, here's the one main difference I've seen just by looking at their draft profiles this week on NHL.com. Nolan Patrick has a much larger profile, including getting to know Nolan. If I could carpool karaoke with any celebrity, would be, and like Steph Curry, he has like a whole bunch of his favorite emojis. Like he's the more of the face because he played in the WHL.
Former
teammate of Ivan Provorov on the Brandon Wheat Kings.
That's
and was
true.
AHL or WHL rookie of the year two years ago.
So Nico's coming from the Swiss league. Did he play in the same one that Matthews did or no? Or did Matthews play in a Swedish league?
SHL.
He's played on a couple pro teams since he was 16.
The point I'm trying to make is if you play in a European league, it doesn't make you bad because you could still be Austin Matthews.
Yeah, well, they're both about the same size, too. Yeah. Nico's 6'1". He's a center. He goes at 176. And this is all that, I mean, obviously the weight isn't that big of a difference.
I believe
but Nolan Patrick, 6'2", 198. And they're both centers. They're both...
I believe that they said Nico will have an easier projected time splitting out wide, too. Because the Flyers love to pick centers and make them wingers.
Or wingers and make them centers.
Yeah.
A la Claude Giroux.
A la Danny Briere, although that was kind of already happening in Buffalo at the time. Still, you know, that's how it works. So... I really don't have a huge huge preference on either because I don't know enough about them. I haven't watched enough tape. I will say this, though. Brandon Wheat Kings have had a pretty good NHL
alumni.
I almost said alumni.
Yeah,
alumni.
No, the Wheat Kings have a good
one. Braden Schenn, Dustin Byfuglien.
Get those good third period power play goals.
Ron Hextall.
I was going to get that. Jeff Paddock, former Phantoms coach.
The creator of the Paddock lock.
Brian Propp. Ivan Provorov, I've heard of him.
Provorov.
Brad McCrimmon.
Plane crash.
Yes, very good, Jeff. You also have Chris Osgood, just because he just was worth mentioning.
Chris Osgood, he won a Stanley Cup with the Red Wings, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, there you go.
He won two. Maybe even three when he went back later. I don't even know.
Didn't win one with the Blues.
I'm going to mention Jim Agnew, because it sounds like Spiro Agnew, which was Nixon's.
Spiro T. Agnew, of course.
Who was Nixon's vice president. And, well, you know, Doyle, Nixon's very important, because when he resigned, it was at the height of the Cold War in the 70s. When they were discussing about improving relations, and actually that's when they got the space shuttle in space, and the American space shuttle met the space station. They docked for a little while. Not the gay way, like a space way.
Space docking.
And they shared drinks and gifts to show, like, hey, you know what? We're all in this together. We're space explorers, regardless of our communist or capitalist ideals.
We're space explorers.
Your Cold War update from Drew Papsky. I'm out.
I'm going to explore the space between your cheeks.
Okay.
Things my Little League coach said to me when I was a kid for 500. Thank you. So yeah, there's some.
Stop yelling.
Do either of you have, any of you actually have a preference of who the Flyers should pick?
I don't think we have a luxury of having a preference.
Yeah, we have the second preference because we just get whoever's left over.
At the end of the day, I will say, yeah, it's less pressure. Exactly. The fact that we kind of have to make the decision. The Devils make the decision for us.
Right.
If they fell to you.
Nico Hischier, probably.
Nico seems to be, from what everything I've read, Nico has the best capability of doing something besides playing center.
They compare him to Pavel Datsyuk, which means jack shit.
So yeah,
it
like
sounds nice.
It depends what the Flyers' plans are.
About German too.
Oh yeah.
Well, because the Flyers have him. He's supposed to be okay.
Him being German Repsom,
but
the
he's
band,
a center that they're trying
looked.
Out at wing.
Are they trying him out at wing?
Yeah, he was playing. Well, he's playing wing in the QMJHL.
Yeah, well, that's the league that
right.
Nico
they switched.
Plays in.
What's his face too? Pascal LeBurge to wing too.
Yeah,
he's drafted as a center.
So I mean, like, it depends. Unless I don't know, Nolan Patrick's injury history kind of throws me off because he's only 19 and has already got hurt that much. So
yeah.
Well, Nico won the Rookie of the Year in the QMJHL this past year, and he had all rookies with 86 points in 57 games. I mean, also 3-4-7-6 playoff contests. I mean, these are all QMJHL numbers. They always translate a la Scott Lawton or like Scotty Upshaw, Dan Carcillo. You see these players, but that's a little different, though. He actually has the offensive tools, and people think he can contribute at a high level. Now, these players, from what I've read, aren't going to be projected as like your number one, like Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel. Yeah. But they still could be
still
very noteworthy
centers.
Top six players, maybe even top nine, depending on what they project at the bottom. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to not take them. Hextall, you know, likes to play his cards close to it. I mean, there's other players, you know. These are the two players you hear, but it's important to mention these players and these
Hextall
players.
Hextall already did the, like, he's going to have to earn a spot out of camp.
He's like the
Which
dad that never gives you love.
About.
You have to earn his respect every time.
Yeah, everyone's super angry.
About what?
You're not just going to hand him a roster spot?
Yeah, that... Hextall said that whoever they pick is going to have to earn their spot coming out of camp. They're not just going to get handed it.
Well, yeah.
You still have to move a couple people, even if you...
Yeah, honestly, though...
And what's the point of moving up that fast? He's not going to be impactful to the roster that much. We already have a decent core of players. It's not going to be nobody.
They said that Patrick should play this year in the NHL if he gets drafted.
You know who's probably super sour?
Someone of noteworthy... background.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Bill Meltzer.
You're speaking to the front of that mic too, by the way, dude. They're new ones. I'm not picking you up as much.
Oh.
Do you know who's probably super sour?
I
want
to hear beautiful things you have to say.
Mike Vecchione.
What the hell? It's almost Mother's Day. Sure, I already bought her a nice koozie, lady. So she starts beating me.
How do you think Mike Vecchione feels knowing that he's probably been replaced by?
He's going to be a second overall.
Mike Vecchione is going to be a third line center anyway, isn't he? That's projected value. For
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the Flyers fans on Twitter were drawing up lines and like, oh my God, Nico's going to slot in like the third line at first, and then Vecchione will be fourth line center, and I'm like, guys, you left out 78.
And
they're like, no, don't worry about it. Just ignore Belmar.
Dude, I saw one.
Belmar's been crushing it in the World Juniors.
I saw one Twitter account.
The
World Junior, World Championship,
World,
sorry.
IIHF.
Some Twitter account put Mike Vecchione on top line left wing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the sense.
His very...
Yeah, if you're dumb.
His very amount of college experience.
I mean, Mike Vecchione, you know what I mean? I'm not against him like experimenting playing the top lines, but like you don't just go like, ah, oh, he slated at top left wing for sure.
Yeah, we're not projected third line center.
I'd be more apt to give Mike Vecchione the C and strip Claude Giroux because I think Mike Vecchione showed more in the two games than Claude Giroux has his whole career.
It's true.
Hashtag CSN Philly Commenter. Hashtag Flyers Twitter.
Those six hashtag minutes he played were very telling.
Well, he has long hair now, and Giroux cut his hair, so I mean,
fuck.
Did Delzato cut that choice. Dumb man bun yet?
Who cares? He's off the team. Get out of here.
He's
I just DJing. Don't want him.
He's doing some sets down in Toronto and Miami.
Is he really doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is the worst.
I think I offended you for so long on this podcast.
It was so funny because I follow him on Instagram, and one
should
week,
probably stop doing that.
A couple weeks ago, he posted a promotion for something in Toronto that he was doing some set at some nightclub in Toronto, and it said, Flot, like, NHL defenseman for the Philadelphia Flyers, Michael Delzato, is doing this.
Uh-huh.
And then a week ago, he posted another one for Miami, and it says NHL defenseman.
Well, yeah, the contract's going to be up soon.
Yeah, July 1st, right?
No, yeah, he changed his Instagram bio to just NHL defenseman.
Yep. Yeah, he knows he's talking
soon to be a
he was told, you ain't coming back there, kid.
But Chris Van Velde is still sitting in the wake. Waiting.
It's true, he's just
for
waiting.
His contract.
What's going
to
happen is
if he can play on
sign Kovalchuk's contract,
the expansion draft's going to happen, and then Hextall will sign Van de Velde once Matt Reed's gone.
If Matt Reed does go away, I wouldn't be opposed to signing Van de Velde. He can help at the AHL level, and he can be a good bench player. All
right.
I know we hate on him, but like if he's not getting all the ice time in the world, he can still be effective.
So
if I'm taking off of the emotion because the season's no longer on, I can sit back logically. I don't think I'd be fully
Ben
against.
Bishop signed with the Stars, or traded to the Stars.
With the Stars.
Planning to sign with the Stars, I guess, because why else would they trade for him?
Well, we traded for Dan Hamhuis.
So...
Hamhuis, whatever the fuck.
That's another team...
I want to play first-line power play minutes. Brayden Coburn's too good. Meh,
so
asshole.
Now the Stars have...
Enjoy Vancouver.
The Stars have two goalies they're going to look to get rid of. What teams need Michael Neuwirth? Is Las Vegas going to take Michael Neuwirth...
The Pens might need Michael Neuwirth.
What is Michael Neuwirth going to do?
When
nothing.
Neuwirth
and
runs
what happens?
My back hurts all over here.
What happens? Because I mean, the Flyers still could get Ben Bishop. Your narrative could stay alive, Doyle. But why
I
would Dallas?
Him or Jonathan Bernier.
Why would I like Jonathan Bernier? I think that's what's going to happen. I think the Flyers are going to sign Bernier to like a 2-year burner deal.
Which I wouldn't be opposed
Bernier
to.
Bernier to a burner deal.
Burner, yeah. Well, it makes sense because like, he doesn't deserve a full contract because he kind of stinks, but he's good in like stretches, which is what the Flyers need because Neuwirth will inevitably hurt himself.
Remember he was supposed to be the next coming and everybody was so mad the Flyers didn't trade for him?
And then he couldn't stop coming. Me and Drew went to that home opener against the Maple Leafs where
Jeff
he shut them out.
Jeff was so mad. Like, we should have got Bernier.
Yeah, was so...
So Jeff was one of those people.
I still think the Flyers should have got Corey Schneider from the Devils.
Oh, my God. Enough with the Corey Schneider. All day long, he talks about the Corey Schneider.
He was
Schneider.
Just sitting there in Vancouver behind Luongo doing nothing, and then the Flyers were like, no, we're going to skip over that and give $87 million to Brizgalov.
Well, the Devils traded a pretty penny for Corey Schneider.
It's a first-round pick.
And he still got stuck behind Martin Brodeur for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good, but I mean, what that did really help him that much? They got the first overall pick.
I do feel like Corey Schneider's rating is higher than Steve Mason's, though. So.
The Devils sucked more than we sucked. And for that, they got the first overall pick and a little bit of luck.
That's true.
And
people were super angry that the Flyers got that high.
I would find it hilarious.
Is this retribution for the Patrick Kane?
That's
fiasco.
True.
All of these theories and hypotheses that we're coming up with for goaltending in Philadelphia ends up where Hextall just gets tied in a corner after the expansion draft and says, well, you know what? we kind of have to get Steve. And Steve Mason is a Flyer.
I thought you were going
to
say Hextall's going to suit up going, fuck this shit. Yeah. Smoke puts out his Camel Cowboy Killer. Marlboro Cowboy Killer. Or his Camel Y, whatever he smokes nowadays.
I feel like if Steve Mason has any self-respect, he wouldn't do that. But then again, money talks.
And he does have that nice house in Cherry Hill.
He does have a nice house in Cherry Hill.
There's not many
which Jeff got a blowjob in.
There's not many opening, like, starting jobs available.
No? I thought you did.
Not from a girl.
That's still a blowjob job.
Gross. Yeah, there's not really, like, especially with Bishop off the market, who's left?
Calgary.
Scott Darling signed in Carolina.
Oh, darling.
Bishop will probably sign in Dallas. So, like, are the Flames done with Brian Elliott? Or is that it?
Yeah, dude, he's
tired of him.
Maybe we can get Craig Anderson on the old cheap after he blows it in the next round.
No. Craig Anderson's probably going to stay put because his wife is, like, getting better.
Is she getting better?
Yeah, but she's getting treated in Philadelphia.
Oh, is she?
Therefore.
Boom, E5. Anderson's coming to Philly. Call Eklund.
Here's where we bring it to you. The world-renowned Broad Street Boy podcast starting from the dots after going from A to Z back to B.
Yeah.
Craig Anderson is coming to Philadelphia, people. Yeah, I heard it here first. Hashtag summer series. Hashtag Philly headlines because we're making them up like everyone else.
We'll send an email. puckyeah@broadstreetbully.net. We'll send an email to Eklund. And then if you go on Hockey Buzz tomorrow, it'll say E5 Craig Anderson to Philly
sources
after season ends.
Reported by a podcast with less than 1,000 listeners.
Like Doyle said, sources say.
Yeah.
Sources report.
It's always sources, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as one of the great band's names is, consider the source. It's a great band.
Shut up.
Turn it, slide his mic down. Reach over and slide it down.
Come on.
All right, this brings me to my next discussion we can talk about. Now,
the floor is yours, Doyle. You have two
that
minutes.
The Flyers have the second overall pick, which they probably will pick a center. Everybody's 100% on board trading Sean Couturier now.
Yes, that's the
or
smart
Giroux,
thing.
Or Giroux, right?
Well, Giroux's, that's like, I'm that's hearing, years in the making.
I'm still hearing people that I told you, like, casual, not know nothing about hockey. They're like, yeah, it's time to trade the guys. He's not producing. I'm like, what'd you hear that on? The 2-second clip on ESPN?
Yeah.
2 seconds, that's generous.
Not even that. Buchogross gets like 30 seconds. And he's literally the only person left that covers hockey on ESPN, right?
Even minus the hockey
side.
If I can digress about John Buchogross for a second, he's also one of the most entertaining guys on I think ESPN because he's like so personable and nice, and he's actually like kind of funny. Like why would you not give him time? I don't know. Am I alone in thinking that? I like
talks
Bucci.
Hockey.
Yeah,
I don't think it's even because of hockey too. I mean, I just I don't know.
They're
really some of
the
older
guys. The rights
to
hockey anymore.
Yeah, they're really butthurt that the NHL was like suck a dick when they were like, okay, you're back from the lockout. We'll put you on TV.
Yeah, well, we're going to OLM, bitch, and start our own thing with Versus and NBC Sports.
I don't know why ESPN...
And now Keith Jones, he's a millionaire. He makes more money broadcasting than he probably did playing hockey.
I don't know why Jim ESPN is so surprised that, like... I mean...
Oh, you want to cover Tim Tebow playing for a minor league baseball team more than an NHL championship game? Okay. Know what? Go fudge yourself, as they say, because we're not cursing,
Shut
right?
Shut the fudge up. Get the fudge out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I already said my piece, but do you guys have any... Doyle, you brought it up. Do you have any... preference on this whole Patrick or Heischer?
I mean, Heischer? I would take Nico only because he has his offensive ceiling supposed to be really high. And in order to replace our current one center, we kind of need that.
One soft center.
Yeah, well.
Well, we talked about this. You and I talked about this when we were day drinking on Sunday because that's what we do. We just held hands and
naturally
linger through the lilacs. I think if you have Nico and you have Rustav on the same track for development, they both come to the team. Claude Giroux, as he gets older, Doyle made the point, you could bust him out to the wing. He could still be an effective power play player in like a second or third line center. You still have Couturier, most likely, unless they package him eventually or he goes somewhere else. That's a pretty solid lineup of centers. And maybe one of them becomes, even Rustav or this Nolan Patrick guy or Nico guy, maybe they become a winger. Who knows?
This is what blows my mind the most about Sean Couturier, is that people always like bitch and moan about how Claude Giroux like can't score 5v5, only scores on the power play, but Sean Couturier was like second on the team in 5-on-5 scoring this year.
He was first,
and they're like
he missed 35 games,
and wasn't he one of the best 5-on-5 scorers in the league based on like if you look at his advanced stats,
in the
he's
last,
one of the
like,
higher.
Two, In the last like 2 months, he was
Corsi,
top like five, I think, in the league or something.
Yeah,
like
Corsi
that,
stats right? give you a completely different story. There's also, I found, there's a tweet from at WoodGuide55 who did tough minute centers sorted by relative Corsi.
Which means basically they're playing against the team's
They're
top
playing
lines.
Against the mm-hmm. versus elite forwards.
And
Couturier,
zone starts and all
Couturier seventh in the entire league.
Yeah.
There's like, names in front of him that include Jordan Staal, John Tavares, and Patrice Bergeron.
Well, the thing is, what he does isn't sexy. And Bergeron right. scores more. Bergeron scored more goals, but more offensive.
Now, tough minute centers sorted by raw Corsi 4 percentage, like not against elites, just against everybody. He's second behind Bergeron. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This made me laugh, too, was somebody was like freaking out. I think it was on Twitter. And they were like, "Sean, you know how to get rid of Sean Couturier? He's like Micah Pekka with a worse face-off percentage."
Pekka.
And
that's all get out, boys.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
Michael Pekka, the old Buffalo Sabre, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
the
believe
Pekka
it or not,
power play.
I don't know if he was thinking of him like towards the end of his career, but Michael Pekka won 2 Selke trophies in his career.
Oh, boy. That's not
I
good,
do
right.
feel like Couturier gets underappreciated in the Selke voting. It's always like Kopitar or Bergeron.
Well, because he doesn't have enough points, and that's all they care about.
It's defensive.
It's like you're the best defensive forward, but you have to have some offense.
Yeah, Datsuk won it a bunch. Giroux was in the running a couple years when he was younger. I mean, like it's that's why.
Oh, Michael Pekka did win.
I think one of the biggest knocks that Couturier gets, like especially through Flyers Twitter and throughout the fan base, is that he tends to get injured every season.
That is true.
He gets injured a lot. And so when people don't see him on the ice, they can't possibly fathom, because they don't go to look at the stats, the idea that, oh, no, he actually does produce for this team.
And like,
so
when he got hurt, went on a 10-game win streak, though, just saying, don't need him.
He does get like hurt, but it's never, he doesn't miss like a serious amount of time usually. I mean, last year.
What's 20 games?
Last year, it might have been like, what, the worst was towards the end of the season?
He missed like 35 games. Or 20-something games.
Yeah, I think he missed like 35 games. Let's see.
But before, like, I think that makes up most of the time he's missed.
Oh, wow. I was wrong. 2016-2017, he played 66 games.
Okay, so
2015-2016, he played 63.
It's like 19.
The previous, then 2013-2014-2015, he played 82.
That's all of them.
And then he played 46 when he broke in. The lockout year. 46.
Yeah. Can you guys
which
just
was all of
how
them,
quick my
much.
Mental math was right there?
So, yeah. So, really, like, realistically, the past two seasons, he's missed 20 games each.
Yeah.
All which right. is, like, that's, like, one-fourth of the season.
I mean, at least it's, like, and here's the other thing, too. He might be, like, injury-prone, but, like, to me, as long as it's not concussions, I don't have a problem
with it. It's also not injuries. Like, I feel like he like took a shot off his foot and broke his foot. Like that's not his fault.
His also shoulder popped out in a weird hit too.
Yeah, like
last year,
Ovechkin
right?
Those are injuries.
Killed him in the playoffs.
Yeah, as long as it's like not, he's not, you know, mush brained like Crosby right now.
Yeah,
and I will say he's not pretty on the ice. I don't see him when he's on the ice.
He's not
like
very
when
fast.
I'm actually looking
his
for
skating
him.
Ability's not good. He's just good positionally.
And if he was a little more, if he chose to shoot faster, I feel like he'd be better.
But he has a good, he's a good.
If he chose to shoot at all, he's the so pass
yeah.
first.
He takes his time. Well, he's real. Like takes his time when he's getting ready to shoot.
The 2-on-1s are so brutal watching him.
If it's a shorthanded breakaway, though, he has usually enough time to like or 2-on-1. He's like, I got time. There's someone coming. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Other than that, I mean, yeah, no, I'm not going to trade Sean Couturier right now.
But like, if you
you're
think,
not,
like,
but next all might.
I mean, you still have like everybody's high on the dude from the KHL that they just got, I guess he was drafted a couple years ago, but he just signed his entry-level deal this year.
Vorobyov?
Yeah.
Vorobyov
or whatever. Everybody's high on him that he's supposed to be a really good center. But
do you just listen to like the sports talk radio on your way to and from work and just get angry? Because I feel like this just you're just letting it all out right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got a sports talk story for you.
Did you see this snap I sent earlier today?
Yeah.
The guy they called in is like, what do you have to say about Ron Hextall? He's like, well, I think we should just, instead of marching on Donald Trump, we should just be marching on Ron Hextall and the rest of the coaches of the city. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Dude, I was listening to, what is it, Missinelli and Martinez
preach, brother,
in the afternoon? Is it Missinelli and Martinez?
Yeah. I don't listen to that.
Well, okay, so they were talking about basketball.
That's lowbrow sports talking, Doyle's word.
Well, so Missinelli goes, I'm watching basketball. I could be watching hockey, huh? And Martinez is like the games are good, you know? Like, I don't, what do I need to tell you? He's like, the hockey players are enjoying their tea times. And Martinez is like, yeah, well, like the Flyers are because they missed the playoffs, but like there's still like eight teams playing and the games are, and they're like, yeah, hockey's stupid. All right, anyway, moving on.
I've actually, about the Eagles? I just want to say that really your Mike Missinelli impression is spot on.
Barney from The Simpsons.
But they just like,
hey, Homer.
He took a giant shit on the Flyers and Martinez is like, they're not even playing. Like, dude, okay,
second overall pick, more like second worst, right?
Yeah, and then he's like, back to LeBron James. I like that he sneezed once and said, bless you. I think that's classy of him.
I will say Martinez is actually like probably one of the only people that work in Philadelphia sports talk
that
radio
likes hockey.
That likes hockey, yes.
Yeah, I've gotten that vibe from listening to Philadelphia sports talk radio.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I think I've enjoyed the playoffs a lot this year. I mean, when the Flyers were out, I still watched them, but I was very busy. I'm very busy now, but I've had the – I think when my spring break fell on the first round, I have to watch like every
game.
Well,
this playoffs –
the Oilers series have been the best every time.
These playoffs
I just wish the West Coast games were a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah, God, that's why spring break was so good. I have to watch all of
them. Like this past Friday night, I was at the bar and I watched the Ducks come back and tie it. At the end of the third period, they were down 3 goals.
Yeah, I went to bed with 12 minutes left going, they're not coming back.
Yeah,
this game's over.
Yeah. I saw the beginning of overtime,
went home,
and then like fell asleep. I woke up, I looked up the game. I think I woke up like 3 in the morning. I looked it up. It was like they're in double overtime. It was still like 2:30 in the morning or something like that, or 3 o'clock. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I've done that before. Like, I went to bed and I woke up at 3 in the morning, and then, like, I think it was a Predators game last year was still going. And I was like, I guess I'll just watch the end.
Also, if you're wondering why we're not discussing much of the third round of playoffs, it's because as we're speaking right now, the Caps and Pens are playing, and then we'll have the Ducks and Oilers tonight. So we record this on Wednesday night. So you're listening to us on Thursday. You already know what happened. As of right now, it's 0-0, first intermission with the Caps and Pens. So
how about the
we're watching.
Eric Carlson's, by the way?
Oh, yeah, they're looking great.
Everybody's really surprised that, like, Erik Karlsson's good, too. Did you notice that?
Oh, my God. The guy's won, what, 2 Norris trophies?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, this was like an Erik Karlsson coming out party.
No, the question
like, everybody knows he's good now. I'm like, everybody knew he was good.
let me pull that guy on. let me pull that guy on NBC Sports Network who's just there to ask questions and like not know anything about hockey. Like, oh, so Milbury and Keith Jones here. What is the thing we learned? What we learned tonight? So what we learned? Let me pull that real quick.
Oh, hold on, Doc. Erik Karlsson dips his grilled cheese in tomato soup.
Like, he learned that when he's the Brandon Wheat King with Mike Richards. Great player.
Asshole.
Richards on the Kitchener Rangers, but whatever.
Douche.
Do you guys think if the Ducks move on, is it between Getzlaf and is it between Karlsson for the MVP of the playoffs?
Oof.
Because Getzlaf has been an absolute old monster.
Yeah, Getzlaf's been killing it.
Getzlaf has been a monster, but they're pitching this Carlson's playing with a stress fracture in his foot narrative, so it'll probably be him.
Oh my God. Yeah, stress fracture in your foot, you're like, wife has cancer, everyone likes you.
Dude, they're really, no, it's like, seriously.
Could you imagine if, like,
the hockey narrative, the narratives in sports
are
just like,
Sharks got past the first round, like, even got to, like,
the legend.
Yeah.
Of big jumbo
Joe Thornton. Playing with torn MCL and ACL.
Well, it's like Doc Holliday pitching the rest of that game in the playoffs versus, who was it? Was it the Reds?
Oh.
Or the Giants when he had, like, one leg?
Joe Thornton, how'd you play all those games?
He came out in the playoffs like years ago when he was on the, you know, like what, 6 years ago when the Phillies had a shot?
Joe Thornton's like, I called up Stone Cold and then got his knee braces.
Drank 2 Steve Weisers. Gave myself a hell yeah. Punched a mirror. And I kissed my girlfriend and went to the game.
What? You know, like on the ice. What? Oh, I see what you're doing there, Joe. That's a good one. Back to you, Doc.
Yeah. That's here he is. Here's
off
a guy right
the
now.
Post with a reference.
Here's the guy right now going like, this is the thing. Yeah. So what else do we know about this team?
Doc Emrick losing his shit.
His
when
voice
something
is
goes
cracked
off
so much.
The post is rated second to none.
Off the post with a shot.
Yeah. Hello. That's the best.
Doc Emrick.
Malkin.
Did you guys see? I don't know who I sent it to, but. The concussion spotters couldn't pull Crosby from the game where he tumbled headfirst into the boards.
Yeah, did you read about...
Because it wasn't under their scope of ability to pull
their
a player
policy
from
clearly
a game.
Says it has to involve another player or the ice. It can't
so
be
well,
the one
dumb.
Guy brought up, but you know what the head concussion spotter said to him?
God damn it.
Shut up, pussy.
He wanted Crosby to win.
Oh, that was a letdown. I thought that was going to be something else.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, what's the point of having concussion spotters that can remove players from games if they can't remove players from games?
Jeff, is that really what you think?
Shut up, pussy.
Oh, I thought I was going to get the It's the Rock one.
Is that really what you thought?
It doesn't matter!
It's really not that good now.
Oh! He builds up and he sets him down. It's like a good orgasm. This kid's
no one
chutzpah.
Saw that coming.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Rock one.
Oh, yeah?
Slide up and play.
At least I know how to work my fucking new computer, asshole.
Shut up.
Behind the scenes show jibba jabba.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Buzz doesn't even know to kind of throw a run sound through it. Christopher Reeve knows how to run sound better than you.
Who knew it was supposed to be speaker out?
I did. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, open up control panel and they're going to install some drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Young Buck, beer's over here.
Going back to the concussion thing.
Okay.
The spotter that they have at the game has like no control to get the guy. It's all up to whoever's watching the game in wherever they're watching it.
But also that leads to the question: do you want them the ability to take out star players? I know player safety isn't, but if really about selling tickets at the end of the day.
I'm just surprised
Crosby doesn't want to come out of the game.
But look at how that unfolded. Like he was definitely dazed. Coming back to the
enough
bench.
That they should have been like,
but
follow
not according,
this pen.
Not according to Pierre McGuire, MD, who said he's not showing any signs of concussion.
No, it's Pierre McGuire, DH.
Doc, I've looked into those eyes many a night. I know he's not concussed.
Yeah,
I'm also partially erect. Just thought you should.
I have a picture on my ceiling. It's the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning. Last thing I see when I go to bed. Sidney Crosby, you know, played in Canada. Where college you went to?
Played junior.
He played junior or something, and he always did his laundry on Mondays. So always a real on time nice. Kid.
His mom makes good lemon bars.
I mean, he probably shouldn't have played that game entirely.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, the guy with a series of concussions is cleared in 2 days. Medical doctors are like, yeah, all right, you're good.
Yeah, you know.
File this pen, and he's like, oh, what? Like, yeah, you're fine.
I mean, if I'm Mike Sullivan, I would, too. Like, I mean, ride that guy to the curb.
I wonder if, like, hockey's going to go into the whole concussion protocol. That
the thing
NFL
is,
they don't have to worry about it.
They don't make as much money as NFL, and NFL is way more concussion.
There's been, like, a series of, like, the lawsuits are happening right now. And, like, I want to say emails came out last season where, like, it was Gary Bettman where, like, somebody, a doctor or somebody in the league was like, hey, there's a real link between concussions and CTE, and Gary Bettman was basically like, stop. If you don't tell me, I won't know, and then we're not liable.
That's actually, I see that a lot of time in like shows with like political scandals. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want the rest of it. Just do your thing.
So, yeah, apparently like the NHL is aware, but they're just willfully ignoring it.
Well, that's like when Jeff and I were cuddling in a summer night back in 07.
Exactly.
And he said, Drew, this is my finger. I said, stop. It could be Sarah behind you. I don't know. I don't know. I could be ignorant and just enjoy it.
Are you anyway, sure you got a concussion out of it.
You know, when they start tickling your liver with the finger, all hell breaks loose. You start shifting your goddamn neck and spine down, and your head just goes
poked
crazy.
His belly button from the inside.
Yes, you did.
Oh, what a night! I'll give you 4 seasons.
No, you won't.
Should we get into that conversation about CTE and how it's going to affect sports and how it's not going to do a damn thing?
Well, football's
going to
fold.
Really?
Because players are only going to be able to play for like 3 years.
No, it's too big to fail, like the banks in 06 and the housing market. Oh, shit. I watched the Big Short once. I know what happens.
Players are only going to be able to last like 3 seasons in the NFL by the time.
But just think, if they actually try to use it. If they had concussion spotters and all these major sports are concussions to be, Rocky would never beat Ivan Drago, and the Cold War could still be going on, guys.
That's true. Oh,
important questions.
Yeah.
Should they do it? I don't know.
The
but
problem
I'm
is,
scared of the outcomes.
Hockey got faster and pads got better.
Yes.
And heads did not change.
They said the problem with football, too, is like they made the helmets way better, so now people just sacrifice their head even more.
Well, that's the thing. That's what people like say, like, oh, rugby, like, oh, it's more manly. It's like, yeah, I get that. Like, you don't wear pads. But when you have helmets, I played football, and obviously not at a high level. It was just high school football.
Yeah, just, you know, like high school. I was, like, really good.
But when you have the pads on, like, you do feel like
invincible.
Running full speed at someone, you feel like, I can do that. Where if you don't have pads, you're like, know what? I don't want to do that. Even playing hockey. Even roller hockey, I'm wearing like no pads. I'm like, I'm going to fuck that guy up because I know I can.
And then like, what?
And I got called for 5 minutes.
Was it like Wes Welker who wore like the giant helmet to like pretend. And everybody was like, "You look like a fucking nerd."
Spaceball's dark helmet.
Yeah, he looks stupid as shit.
Well, Peyton Manning
Walker.
Got the Revolution helmet.
Your brain's
with
dumb.
All his concussions back in the day. The big, like the Revolution
Peyton
helmets,
Manning
and the
is
DNA
a human
helmets, the bigger ones.
Him and Ben Roethlisberger.
They made them softer and better. But the problem is, a lot of pros don't wear like the best chin straps for them because like they're pros, they don't have to.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not a nerd. I'm not gonna wear a cool helmet.
The NFL is not
going.
The NFL will has changed the rules to protect the players, but really it comes down to their liability. So if they actually will pay, if they can, as long as they can settle, like, hey, we'll pay for your medical bills for this, they can. Players don't care. They just want to be paid.
And the fans definitely won't care.
Most players don't care.
That's what they're doing, right?
It's basically gladiators. It's the more tame version of gladiators. People can still die very rarely. And you have people fighting for spots.
Yeah, it's like
and the crowd loves
hatching.
You get a contract. Instead of winning your freedom, you win a bunch of money and endorsements.
It's like a
until
job
you hat. Say something
Do you want
inappropriate.
$20 million, you may drool on yourself in 10 years. That's
fine. But you're also like sacrificing the end of their lives, too. A lot of them die. Or Junior Seau shoots himself in the chest because he wants to get his brain. Like, how badass was that?
Andre Waters.
Sad, but badass.
I mean,
Andre Waters started that whole thing.
Wait, did he kill himself?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Former Philadelphia Eagle safety.
I mean, not
Eagle
nice,
safety.
But nice.
Anybody that brings up the CTE argument to me in favor of like completely just getting rid of any kind of physical competition,
or fighting.
I say, what about the military? Huh? What about the military?
What about our troops? We support
What about
them?
Our troops? And you know what? They get paid a shit lot less than these athletes do, and they sacrifice their lives immediately.
Well, I feel like you know what you're getting yourself into when you're signing a contract. Like, if you don't feel comfortable, I mean, it's different with the Army, but like, as an athlete, like, look at all the athletes that have decided to end their careers early.
Our military's fighting, Doyle, while you're talking. Go ahead, continue your thought.
God damn it. This music's throwing me off now.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
What? But, your patriotism throw you off or your hate for America?
When you're
looking
at a
contract. Well, I'm not a communist like you, so
I have here a list of 200 known communists in the Senate, and you're on it unless you give up five of your friends.
Is that Robert McNamara?
No, it's McCarthyism.
That's
Joe
John McCarthy.
Joe
McCarthy,
McNamara was very integral in the Vietnam War as well. Secretary of Defense.
Okay. Anyway.
Great documentary about him.
But, like, look at all... like Cold War as, like, an NFL player, you can retire pretty much whenever you want.
That's true.
Like,
the league will retire you first by not signing.
And while the song plays, you can take a knee whenever you want, and people will like you for it.
Yeah, see? That is America.
I think it's a good way to end it. Just kidding. You can't end it on that part. I agree, Joe. The military, what are you going to do? Like, oh, CTE, sorry, Al-Qaeda, stop shooting at us because I'm still stuck in wars from 2002. Like, come on.
Better than the 1970s.
What about the 1970s? You didn't know when we were in Vietnam. Just kidding. Yeah, dude, I don't like the whole... like, they want to get rid of fighting for that reason. That's the main target. Because people... I remember talking to a guy when I used to work at Dick's Sporting Goods. I talk sports to a lot of guys because a lot of guys come in wearing football jerseys or whatever. We talk on, like, game days when they come in the shop for their kids. And this guy was like, yeah, man, talking about football, how much he loves it. This guy from Baltimore. And he's like, oh, hockey, man, I don't know about all that. They get away with too much in that sport. I'm like, do they really, though? Like, they get away with more than football? It's because of the scrums.
Your name
look
is
at
Sidney
UFC. The biggest growing sports...
Yeah.
All about sports.
That's real.
In the world.
That's real gladiators. Actually, I said football was kind of gladiators.
That's dog fighting with people.
Yeah, you don't hear anybody. You don't hear anybody bring that up right now.
But the
it's because they know.
I think, but is the argument there? Because like football, like it's between the whistles usually, and they fight after the play, they get kicked out. But also, there's a lot more aggression. Hockey, there's this heritage and like this tradition of
code.
Like policing the game amongst the players so the refs don't have to. That's why you'll see a lot of people hate the instigator penalty. If you understand the game of hockey, many hockey fans will not. The fighting, yes. As a little kid, it was exciting watching Frank the Animal Bialowitz beat the shit out of somebody on the Syracuse Crunch or Hershey Bears in the Phantoms games. But I also know that like there's a place for it in the game. Like Max Talbot shushed the crowd after Carcillo fought him and like the Penguins weren't winning that game back in 2009.
Look at this year.
It was 09, I think, yeah.
What, did Gaudreau, like, get his wrist broken or something?
Yeah,
or fingers broken?
Broke his finger, yeah.
From getting repeatedly slashed on the hands? I mean, if this is the NHL from, like, 10 years ago, you know someone's getting beat up that's playing.
Oh, yeah, someone's answering for that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, like, the...
You're going to learn today!
Yeah, and that's, like, the point you bring up is that if you get rid of that altogether, then all that shit's just going to happen all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Sidney Crosby, another example, slashes the shit out of Mathot on Senators, doesn't get a call.
Exploded his finger.
Yeah.
That was gross.
The refs aren't going to call everything.
They can't see everything. The game's too fast. Football, it's on a contained field, And like, I mean, I know the boards are contained too, but there's so much behind the play. Football, there's back judges on both sides, and there's also a lot of time between it, and there's a lot more
replay. There's also like 7 minutes in between plays.
Yeah. Well, not if you're Chip Kelly's offense, you know. Going like 2 minutes.
High octane.
High octane offense. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we're all in agreement on that. I don't think we don't want to see that happen anytime soon. But also, we don't want to see players get hurt because we like the players. They make us entertained. And the reason we're for the players, we wouldn't be here, folks.
And
that is why we love America.
Of players getting hurt, did you guys hear that Jake Voracek got a little roughed up?
Yeah, got roughed up
during
the
World Championships 2 days ago. I think he's okay.
Yeah, he came back.
He practiced
okay.
with
he's doing
the
well.
Checks.
Well, 10 Flyers are playing right now. In
yeah.
That, including Radko, yeah. punched Drew in the face, Gudas.
Yep.
We didn't really mention that. I think
no.
We
also took out some guy. I think yesterday. I don't. Some other team.
Hextall was like, "That's the way Radko plays. We like the way he plays, and that's not surprising me." And they're playing the game, and Hextall's like, "Yeah, I like it."
Do you know how many people
right.
try to construe that as he doesn't respect Claude Giroux? Claude Giroux has no leadership. He shouldn't be the captain of the Flyers. Like,
that really happened,
dude. I'm telling
you,
people.
I feel a brain tumor forming right now through my ears.
It was so funny because there was about maybe a 45 to an hour and 25 minutes between the time that the like gif of him punching Giroux hit Twitter to the time when the post-game interviews came out and Giroux was like, they were just having fun with it. Like they were joking around. And in that time period, it blew up. It blew up in the sense that, oh my God, we're trading Giroux tomorrow.
Right. We're trading Gudas or whatever.
Yeah,
Gudas has
like,
to be like,
Gudas hates this.
It wasn't even that malicious of a punch. It was like a little scrum, like, hey, get off my play. Like, I mean, it's.
$5 says Gudas didn't even know who was coming in. He just saw someone coming in.
Well, also the fact that he goes for his chest, and because Giroux is so short.
It's a way he plays his game, though. He plays in the edge. We know that, and we like that about him.
Radko
as long as he toes the line,
Radko
we like him.
Radko is very focused on someone else. So, like, if
Nate
you're. Somebody was coming in at the side, he just threw a hand up. But I didn't think of it that way, that Giroux is soft. And of course Giroux is okay with it because he can't beat Radko up.
Yeah,
so just
because he's not a leader, we should give
also
Steve
their
Simmons.
Teammates.
Right. But you know who could beat him up? Wayne Simmons.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So next season, Wayne...
Captain Simmons?
Simmons.
Simmons. Oh. No, Wayne Skimmons is what it is.
Yeah.
Wayne Simmons.
Spells last name with a T in it.
Kimmons.
Wayne Skimmons.
That works for me. That works for me. Anyway, so yeah, they got the Flyers in there. Claude Giroux's captain of Canada.
I wonder if they'll announce
Belmar's
it after the
assistant.
Expansion draft or before. Yeah.
Giroux's a captain of Canada, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, Giroux.
Belmar's
assistant.
You know who's the captain of Finland? Former Flyer Lasse Kukkonen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's still playing?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Read the
How old is he
data.
Now?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably not as old as you think, because he just didn't last long in the NHL. He's one of those like European fringe players who didn't really make it.
Yeah, wasn't good.
Did
he
you guys
played
see...
forward for one a playoff game. He is 35.
Not that old.
Lasse. He played, what, like 2 years here?
Yeah.
He played a few.
That Belmar, during France won some game
weren't
supposed to.
And the goalie.
And he was awarded player of the game, and he would not accept the award and refused to go over to accept the award, and instead eventually went over and then called his goaltender over and gave it to him.
Because he's got heart.
That's why
heart.
He's got
Belmar?
Capital A. Yeah, Belmar.
No, because it's France. He doesn't want to fucking win.
It's because he's got heart. And that's kind
but
of leader.
They won. They won.
A team.
Yeah, with
they won that one.
Did the
game.
Industrial might of America and Britain help him out too?
Has a team ever done co-captains and no assistants? Because I feel like you just give a C to Belmar and a C to Simmons. Call it a day.
France did help us win the Revolutionary War.
It's true. They did. So did the money from the Dutch and Britain's lack of coin.
I'm so happy I got a history reference in tonight.
An F for failure.
Yeah. Talking about your skills with your computer, or are you talking about this?
Speaking of failures, did you see the Winter Classic was announced?
Oh yeah, it's going to be Buffalo
versus the Rangers.
Sabres versus New York Rangers. A little New York in-state rivalry.
What a turd of a game that's going to
be.
No
one cares.
It's going to be in Buffalo too, right?
Yeah.
Or City Field.
Watch Jack Eichel play against Henrik Lundqvist. Windows is closed.
I think it's City Field.
Yeah, it's
how old is Lundqvist now? Is
Henrik Marino. If you will.
Is he like 35?
Well, no, City Field's 34? The Mets field,
yeah,
right? They're going to play there. No, I'm sorry, not in Buffalo.
Yeah, he'll be the best goalie to never win a Stanley Cup, Henrik Lundqvist.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, because no, Patrick Roy.
He's gonna take the Dan Marino route. Like, he's gonna do color commentary, and then once goalies start breaking his records, he's gonna be like, "Doesn't anybody play defense anymore?"
The rule changes. No two line pass.
Oh, my records are gone. I have nothing. I sold out the Garden.
But that is true, though. Like, Dan Marino's records, like, still should stand up because the
oh, it's a completely lead. Different era. But Dan, like, that. There's that famous
that
video
the
of him
with,
just. There's that famous video of him yelling about how no one plays defense.
Trent Dilfer a couple years ago in the Monday Night Football, like, you know, the call, the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, when
he went off of the
Brandon
Colts.
Boykin had the interception.
Yeah.
Should have been pass interference.
Yeah,
like,
he went.
I mean, it was a good interception, but that goddamn pass interference.
I saw Trent Dilfer get served. Oh, my God, the dog just farted again. Oh, must be because the Gwynns are playing as Josh Carr's. Farts and Gwynns. A callback to a few episodes ago, like a month or two ago. Anyway, we're winding down to the last little bit of the show here. I think it's time we bring up Joe. Are you a mole?
A what?
Are you a mole? Look at a what?
I think it's time we bring it up. Joe, are you a mole? Just like right into it.
Are you a mole? We have a. I feel like you're
Drew
working
has
for
a theory.
Drew, don't blame it on me. You're working for
I'm absolutely
one of the
working
other.
For another institution.
No one's
where
this
I,
nice to us on purpose.
Where
yeah.
I
he brings over beer. He may have drugged it.
Computers.
All right, Drew. Give
and
us
other
your,
informational technologies.
Your full theory once the music starts going.
April, Joe Walker, contacts the Broad Street Bully podcast. Looking to write articles.
Was it March?
After, actually it was March, I think, because, you know, whatever, I'm Robert Stack. He decides he's going to help us out. He buys us some beers. He buys the first round. We're at Xfinity Live. He brings over some Miller Lights to my house. He compliments all of our senses of humor. Says he loves us. Says we're his favorite. But then, doubt starts creeping in. Doubt creeps starts, blah, blah, blah. And he's working for Broad Street Hockey, or Crossing Broad, or one of the other Flyers podcasts.
He's been sent here to record us
saying uncanny, unswarthy things behind the scenes.
Drew says off mic.
You're wearing a fucking wire, Joe.
This is obscene.
Is it?
This is a disgrace.
The thermite paint was on the
shenanigans.
Towers.
Absolute shenanigans.
Thermite paint. Steel doesn't melt.
Sorry, guys. I got to go. I'll talk to you guys later.
No, I'm just nice on purpose.
No, actually, you know what? Here we go. I'll give a guarantee to the listeners that I have an article right here, actually. The Philadelphia Flyers and Toronto Maple Leafs, a comparison. That I've been working on.
Things
Claude
Giroux
is
soft.
For what website?
For Front Soup Sports and the Broad Street Bully Podcast.
I knew we were working for someone else.
Well, now that we put that to bed, you know what time it is, Drew?
I think it's time to reference one more thing.
Oh.
This rat, this annoying, cheating fucking rat.
That's you, Joe. That's you. Leave it to the padded. But, Jim, I'm sorry. I got so lost in my Departed
you get
reference.
Some Tony Soprano on there.
Oh, what the fuck are you?
Oh, that red fuck.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good Tony Soprano. I feel like he's here now.
Dead. James Gandolfini is not.
Yeah. You don't know.
But, Jeff, I actually didn't realize what time was. I've been watching the game and getting so caught up
it's
in
true.
This.
True. Are you ready
this...
for the time? You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's been stuck on Justin Williams for like
what's
20
the time?
Hours.
I saw a tweet that said he's Mr. Game 7 because he's played in every Game 7 since 2003.
Really?
But do you know...
Did you just say? Did you say tweet?
I think I did.
Shibadoo bop bop tweet of the week. Yeah.
That's right, everybody. It's time for tweet of the week, where you, the listeners, or you, the people on Twitter, don't know who we are. Tweet things, and we like them, and we talk about them on the show to fill up time. So, Jeff, what do we got for this week's tweet of the week?
We're back to our old friend Mike Commodore.
Oh, yes.
At Commie22,
probably paying Joe.
Who tweeted May 6th? Suck it, New York. Hire a scumbag, deadbeat, brown-nosed piece of shit, and that's what you deserve. Hashtag go sense.
Wow, Mike Commodore once again with
the... Tweet of the week. Yeah!
So the Rangers have Scott Arneil as an assistant coach, I think. And apparently when he was a coach at Columbus, he was a real boner. And Mike Commodore played in Columbus and hated him. So now that hate has traveled with Commodore throughout his life and day-to-day activities.
Interesting.
And well, the Uber driving.
So
Mike Commodore really is just. He's having the. I can't wait till Luongo finally is done playing. He's gonna have a great Twitter career too.
Yeah, he's basically doing whatever he wants on Twitter, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I approve.
Yeah. All right. That is your tweet
of the week.
Of the week.
Thank you, Jeff. So, Joe, you're really not a rat, right? No, I swear.
No,
I'm gonna break that fucking cast in your arm and throw $100 bills at you to get it fixed.
All right.
You drink cranberry juice all night. You're a fucking period.
That's it. No, no more Miller Lights for any of you.
No, please. Come on. No, Daddy, no.
Daddy, stop.
I was just really, I had an inkling. It's like too nice. Anyway. Mm. Without further ado, though, I think it's time
What's
for...
What's it say about us that we're not used to people liking us?
Is this more about you, I think?
We hang out with each other all the time.
I hang out with you. I just feel like if I'm with you, I'm just bringing my quality down of
That's
people I'm going to meet.
That's rude.
You bring everything down.
You're the worst.
You're like an extra chromosome.
Jesus.
It's a genetics joke, people. I'm branching out from history to science. She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science.
That's not how it goes.
Oh.
Put up weird science.
Do you have a song of the week for us, Jeff? Was that your rendition
of? That was his song.
Oh, good.
No, I forgot to get a song together.
Holy shit.
What episode is it, though?
Oh, it's episode 90.
Oh.
90. The year after I was born. 19, that is. So without further ado.
1890. Drew is a, looks 90. Like he's 100. And
During the imperialism and progressive era, the Industrial Revolution was at its height. Immigrants were flowing into the cities. There was work to be had. Wages were low. Hours were long. And they lived in hovels with no indoor plumbing.
Kids lost their fingers in the factories.
There were rats
before
all over the streets.
The Italians. The Italians, the Irishmen, the Jews from Russia, and the Chinamen, all filling up New York and Chicago.
Everybody working in factories,
with
buying
lots of foreign
automobiles.
Before the earthquake destroyed San Francisco.
Ah, sucks, San Francisco. Shouldn't build on that fault line. Ouch.
That must be their.
That's more science talk for you.
Fault.
Geology. It rocks.
God damn it. You have the sound, just play it.
No, it's more fun to do it that way. I think it pisses you off more. Just do that. Anyway, without further ado, your song of the week. Going back to the 90s on this one.
Go back to the 90s.
And it's topical, kind of. You guys ready for this? Okay.
No.
Caps first pants. Ducks first Edmonton. 90. Episode 90. Episode 90. Caps vs. Pants, Ducks vs. Edmonton, 90, episode 90, episode 90, episode 90, a little bass line here. I'm going to get sued. I turned it off.
Cranberries, huh?
See, now all you had to do was ask one of us to throw an episode for you.
I know.
For like some nice background vocals.
No, it's better when he shoehorns it by himself.
Yeah, no, it's way better. You hear like the meter breathing while he's trying to get the words in.
I don't like singing sitting down. I like singing standing up like this. Hello! I wasn't standing up for that one, but the kids at home.
The chest imitations.
You should do a whole episode talking like that.
Hello there. Citizens of Gotham, who do you feel will be the best pick for the Flyers this season?
It's like the Seinfeld where Kramer's movie phone. Thank you for calling movie phone.
All right. So anyway, you guys anything else to go for this week? Joe, anything to add? Anything to do before we wrap this episode up?
Before I wrap this up, the Penguins just took a 1-0 lead.
Okay, son of a bitch.
It froze for some reason.
I told you we were staring at Justin Williams.
God.
I didn't mind, though. He's so angelic and ageless.
Here's my question real quick.
Okay.
If you can get Justin Williams on the cheap for next year, would you do it?
No.
1 year? I feel like the Flyers are not going to...
For a team that's still a borderline playoff team? Yeah. I don't know. But maybe for leadership in the locker room? Maybe.
Maybe
depends
they could
on the...
get rid of Matt Reed.
He would add some depth to the wing. They're going to get rid of Dale Weiss. Matt Reed's a maybe, though.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Vecchione's going to add some depth to the wing.
You know the Flyers are going to have to bring
depth
back...
on the wing.
They have to bring back an old Flyer at some point. So you have between him and Patrick Sharp.
Ooh.
Or Mark Streit.
No. Please, God, no. No, please, God, no.
Scotty Upshaw.
Is he a free agent?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going strictly.
Harry Zolderchuk's doing pretty well over in Nashville, right?
Yeah, well, he's with the guy that wanted him.
Yeah, Laviolette. Yeah. You know, Laviolette, I think, benched him a good amount, too, didn't he? So I don't know.
He's in the AHL for a while.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't want any veterans. I want all the kids, which...
Whoa, support the military, not the veterans. Jesus Christ.
Oh, this guy.
I want all the kids called up.
Sandusky Jesus.
I want all the kids called up, which you'll be able to read plenty about in my article coming this weekend to thebroadstreetbully.net.
All right. No, Broadstreetbully, not thebroadstreetbully.net. Just
Broadstreetbully.net.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Thebroadstreetbully.net.
Where the kids
are
Philadelphia.
Oh, well. That he's working for.
Oh, yeah, must be the brochureboy.net. Right, we found a collusion, Doyle. Call up the presses.
It's going to be an ongoing joke now.
It's not a joke. The memes will become dreams and then reality. So I just wanted to step in real quick to let you guys know. Jesse Dram.
God. Scotty Upshaw is a free agent.
Oh,
there he is.
Bring him back.
Very manageable cap hit this year of $900,000, so yeah.
Bring him, Justin Williams, and Patrick Sharp back.
Do you know he was a sixth overall pick? Scotty Upshaw.
Yeah, he was pretty highly touted. And then we traded him.
You know where he played college hockey, Doc? Kamloops.
Oh. Know what he did in Philly? Banged. Got caught banging fat chicks in the bathroom.
Oh, like a typical Dr. Mike.
Dr.
Bottom shelf.
That's one of our friends who's been on the show before. Who just,
okay.
We'll tell you the story when you're an adult.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When you stop.
Or when the mic's
Once we turn his wire off, he has taped to his chest. Anyway, just real quick, Jesse Dram has this great show coming up at Connie's Rick Rack on June 1st. It's going to be Rock and Raffle. It's comedians.
This isn't a plug about you.
What?
No.
This isn't a plug about you.
Rock and Raffle.
No, it's about
course.
Jesse's show.
Because Jesse's actually funny.
Yeah. It's comics and covers with a live band. Actually, your one, Drew Papsky's on it. I'll be doing a set doing comedy, Trick to Doyle.
Someone's
And then I'll be playing. I'll be playing
carry
two.
The weight of that show.
I'll be playing two songs with the cover band, so all the comics in there. It's kind of like the Comedy Jam. It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, my God.
Comics doing their sets, and then they're going to be doing two songs with a cover band. Should be fun.
Some
multi-talented people.
You're going to make people boo you telling jokes and playing music?
Exactly. I know, and you won't show up because you're a bad friend.
Where can I go to boo you in person?
Connie's Rick Rack on June 1st, 8 p.m. Tickets are just $8. Ramon Bender has also been on the show. Ramon Bender.
You're telling me it's $8 to boo you in person?
Sure, Jeff. You can pay 10 if you want.
It's there. I'm in.
No, you won't. It's on Thursday night.
Connie's
I'm
going to
watch the cats and Snapchat them on the TV. Shut up, Jeff. Your Snapchat stinks, and so do you. I know this is two more inside baseball for you. Believe me, if you follow Jeff on Snapchat, listeners, it sucks.
Yeah. You guys aren't Snapchat friends.
Yeah, what else you
listeners?
June 23rd in South Jersey at Oakland, RMAX, free comedy show. All the star naked fellas. You know, Mike L., Mike Fox, Dan Madden. Rusty Writer's not been on the show yet. Jesse Dram and Neil Wood has been on the shows. Everyone except for Rusty Writer has been on the show. So they'll all be on there. Free show.
Rusty
come out,
what
support. The beers there are cheap, some of the drinks. And also Philly's Funniest Competition will come up at Helium. So there's plenty of chances to see me, and I'll have free tickets for a couple of those shows, except for the Connie's Rick Rack one, but that's because it's a music venue and they want money. So that's the way it is, guys. Smart. So if you want to come check me out, go ahead. If not, keep listening to the show. Like and subscribe on iTunes or whatever platform you're on. Also, give us a 5-star review if you want. And buy a goddamn shirt. They're good. The koozies. They're good. I'll have it out to you in a couple days. All right? You guys have anything else to plug besides our one lovely show we're going to do next week? We're nearing episode 100. We're going to be cutting up some clips soon.
I think Jeff's got to plug his butthole.
That was a horrible face. Thank God it's not a video.
You know what?
Podcast.
I feel pretty good about this episode compared to last week's.
Oh, good.
Trek.
It's always good to have these inner monologue show talks while the mics are still on. It's good. Yeah. People really love listening to this stuff. Joe, you got anything besides your article coming out or whatever?
These guys can tell you where to follow me on Twitter. I don't feel like doing it.
Oh.
Whoa. You think because you bring beer once and you say you're not a mole, you're going to fucking, oh, yeah, Drew, no problem. We'll plug your Twitter for you. Plug your Twitter, stupid.
FSS _ Joe Walker.
There it is. Okay, thank you. Jesus Christ. Like pulling teeth out with a baby over here.
Beat him with a stick, man.
Yeah, you know, I got to beat you with my koozie because I'm a drunk mom. The new MTV show, Koozies on Drunk Moms.
Koozies. Hmm? Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, there we go. All right, guys, thank you for listening so much, and we'll be back next week. What do you guys think? Caps tonight? They're going to know by tomorrow. Caps, Pens?
Caps, obviously.
Caps?
I'm hoping
I'm feeling Caps.
It's going to be goddamn Caps.
What do you guys actually think is going to happen, though?
Caps.
Okay.
They have Mr. Game 7. They have to win.
True. Edmonton and Anaheim.
Anaheim, unfortunately.
Yeah,
Anaheim
might edge that one out.
I'm going Oilers. Go,
sorry.
Mike Bond. We're with you, brother.
Sorry, Mike Bond.
Mike Bond, we're with you. Who's still leading the bracket.
Yeah, I'm going experience over youth.
We'll be talking through around the playoffs and much more things, and also more summer series talk, because there's nothing else interesting going to happen in Flyers land for at least another 3 weeks. So we'll catch you guys then.
Yeah,
thank
until
you for listening.
That first pick's traded.
Yeah, until
second
pick.
Yeah, whatever. Specifics first round pick of second position.
All right. We should have ended this 2 minutes ago. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter @ the BSB Podcast.